Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. The Prime Minister will first travel to West Bengal, where he will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati at Malda Town Railway Station in Malda district this afternoon. He will also virtually flag off the return service by significantly reducing travel time by around 2.5 hours on the Howrah-Guwahati route. The train will also give a major boost to religious travel and tourism. Prime Minister Modi will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees at Malda district in West Bengal later today. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam to take part in Bagurumba Dhow 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati. The alliance of the Bharatiya Janata Party and Eknath Shinde-led Shiva Sena has secured a clear majority in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation or BMC elections by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. The Maharashtra State Election Commission declared results for 2,784 of the 2,869 seats across 29 municipal corporations till yesterday midnight. BJP emerged as the single largest party by winning 1,372 seats. Prime Minister Modi has thanked the people of Maharashtra for blessing the NDA's agenda of pro-people governance. The central government has ensured record availability of fertilizers for farmers during the year 2024-25 to meet their agricultural needs in a timely manner. The Chemical and Fertilizers Ministry said that against an estimated national requirement of about 152.5 crore bags of fertilizers, the government ensured a total availability of around 176.79 crore bags. The ministry said the surplus availability reflects the government's strong commitment to supporting farmers. The Enforcement Directorate or ED has filed a prosecution complaint against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act of PMLA 2002. The agency's investigation is based on FIRs registered by Delhi Police following a car blast near Red Fort in Delhi last year. ED in a statement said that it has provisionally attached assets worth about 140 crore rupees linked to the Haryana-based group. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, the ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, in recent days, considering the situation in Iran, the ministry has issued few advisories suggesting Indians to avoid visiting Iran, and also those present in the West Asian country are advised to return. On the Chabahar port, Mr. Jaiswal said India remains engaged with the US side in working out the arrangement on the matter.
On 28th October 2025, the US Department of Treasury had issued a letter outlining the guidance on the conditional sanctions waiver, which is valid till 26th April 2026. We remain engaged with the US side in working out this arrangement.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose trade tariffs on countries that oppose the U.S.'s plan to acquire Greenland. Speaking during a meeting at White House, President Trump said Greenland is important to protect U.S. from Russia and China's growing presence in the Arctic. In Women's Premier League or WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. And in Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in their second match of Group A at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India defeated US by 6 wickets using DLS method in the rain-marred opening game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.